American journalist commentator I.F. Stone once remarked of the Washington Post, "It's a great paper. You never know on what page you will find a page one story." I wonder what he would make of the New Zealand Herald, where I suspect Stone would have had to look very hard indeed. On Thursday, I found my page one story on A3, below the fold. But unfortunately, Edward Gay deserves a front page byline for all the wrong reasons. "New Zealand's foreign doctors watch for backlash," blared the headline. "Doctor groups are concerned about a possible backlash against foreign-born doctors in New Zealand after the terrorist attacks in the United Kingdom." Now, it's an attention-grabbing headline, punchy lead, and a local angle on a major international news story. Oh, nothing wrong with that, because it certainly had my attention. The problem was that as I kept reading, it began to look more and more like another kind of story. More pulp fiction than hard news. Now here's the next two paragraphs, and pay careful attention. Association of Salaried Medical Specialists President Dr. Jeff Brown says that he has been told messages from people refusing to see foreign-born doctors have been sent by email and text message in the Auckland area. "I'm not aware of doctors being directly approached," he said, "but it probably wouldn't happen like that. They probably wouldn't turn up to their appointments." I've no reason to believe Dr. Brown is guilty of anything more than looking out for the interests of his members. As he quite legitimately points out, a sizeable proportion of New Zealand's doctors were trained overseas, and I'd be surprised if the same isn't true of the rest of our health sector workforce. But journalists have professional and ethical responsibilities of their own, not least to independently verify anecdotal claims, place them in a proper context, and not mislead readers either by omission or distortion. Later in the story, the Overseas Doctors Association and Resident Doctors Association were both approached to comment. Their spokespeople were none the wiser, and the New Zealand Medical Association wisely entirely declined to comment. Now let's make one thing clear. I was shocked as anyone that the alleged perpetrators of the thankfully failed car bombings in Glasgow and the West End of London are doctors. People we trust to heal and comfort the most vulnerable, not kill strangers. Yes, racism and ill-founded xenophobic paranoia directed at foreign-trained doctors stinks. But so do newspapers that try to make the news rather than report hard facts. If nothing else, doctors and nurses have enough to do and get precious little recognition in the media unless they screw up or go on strike, without opening their morning papers and being dealt the racist card from the bottom of a deck.